Blue Bloods, Prince Charles joins campaign to save Transylvania's forest because of his family connections to Count Dracula. Now, we first reported on this 10 years ago. Actually, Dave and I did, like 20 years ago, but I didn't really believe it. I went and looked it up, and it's true. The first royalty, their main connection, they're not really German royalty. I always point out when I'm on British radio that, hey, you guys love the royalty so much, which most of them actually don't. You don't even have a, you know, British king, and they're German. But technically, the house that they hail from gets its first royal kickoff from the House of Dracula. Of course, it had royalty back before it as well, but they hail right back to him who ran Transylvania. He was really King Dracula, but they call him in modern times Count Dracula, running Transylvania. And Prince Charles likes to hang out there quite a bit, sneaking around in the forest, of course. And of course, there's always, to these legends, there's truth. They're not really shape-shifting vampires. They don't turn into bats from what's been admitted. But it was confirmed that in that region, he liked to impale people and torture them and kill them. But not just in the Crusades, but to his own people. He'd stick them on poles naked, you know, lining the countryside until they rotted down to skeletons. But his progeny then was famous in Transylvania, over into Romania, in chopping children's heads off and filling bathtubs with blood. Women are very vain, as you know. And so they believed the blood would make them younger. Of course, it didn't actually make them live longer. So there's a lot of vampirism going on there. Blue Bloods, Prince Charles joins campaign to save Transylvania. Of course, what's a blue blood? When blood is in the veins, the blue blood is over a 1,000-year-old saying. You pull the origins of blue blood. And they're saying these guys got blue blood. Where does that come from? Blue blood doesn't have oxygen in it. Blood is red when it hits oxygen. That's why veins under your skin look blue. Blue blood. The ancients were saying these people aren't like us. They don't have oxygen in their blood. They're zombies. A blue blood would be a zombie. And I'm not saying they're literally a zombie. I'm saying these are the archetypal names. Like a lot of the Illuminati occultism is into the Zoroastrianism. And so that's the dog star. What's dog? Flipped, God. What's Sirius? You know, the name of the radio network, the dog star. That's the weirdness. I mean, again, everything is run by this cult. You go to Las Vegas, you see it everywhere. You go to any big D.C., New York, London. It's occultic stuff everywhere. Illuminati mystery religion stuff everywhere. Until we get completely inculcated with it. Until it's just all around us and we don't even recognize it anymore. Prince Charles' campaign to save the forest of Transylvania, inspired by his ancestral links to Vlad the Impaler, a 15th century nobleman better known for his nickname Dracula, or patronym Dracula. Rapid economic growth in Romania, which is now part of the EU, means that the forests of the Carpathian Mountains are under threat from development and logging. The prince is calling for the forests, some of the last untouched wilderness areas in Europe, to be protected before they get lost, like the woodland that once covered Britain. And I did some more looking into this years ago, and he's also into keeping up the ancient castles. He likes it. So there you have it. I mean, this guy is literally the next in line to be the king of England, and, well, he likes Dracula, to say the least.